The Orlando Ecclesia's basis of fellowship is exclusively the unamended statement of faith, and we welcome those who believe and adhere to those doctrines and commandments stated therein. Once again, we have arrived at the appointed time that we meet to remember the body and the blood of our Lord and Master Jesus Christ. When we observe the ceremony of the bread and wine as He instructed, we must examine ourselves that our hearts and our minds are healthy and clear in our understanding, that we might be prepared for this opportunity to honor Him. This morning we have had such opportunities to become prepared. We have explored the Word of God in our Sunday school classes and strengthened ourselves with review of many of the building blocks, first principles of Scripture. We have examined the writings of other believers and studied them and expounded upon them. Second, we have received words of exhortation and hope derived from Scripture. We have been encouraged in the need to maintain unity and defend the truth. But we must remember this memorial service in which we are about to partake is not merely the third part of some weekly routine that we perform without thought. Rather, it is the culmination of all the things that we study and seek out in Scripture. All that was done in the Old Testament, sin in the garden, the works of the patriarchs and Joseph, the records of the many calamities of the nation of Israel, the writings of the prophets, all of these events have been given to us that we might educate ourselves and understand more fully the gospel, the purpose of God and Christ, and the future plan with the earth. When we consider the position of the man himself, we know that Christ had the power at His disposal to call legions of angels to carry Him to safety and strike down those who would have crucified Him. And yet, in spite of that ability to deliver His own flesh, He allowed the Jews to lead Him as a lamb to the slaughter without resistance and without fighting against the will of His Father. For as His servant Stephen would emulate within just a few short years, Christ looked for the fulfillment of the plan of deity. Turn with me, please, to the account of Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Stephen has already been recounting the faithlessness of Israel in his remarks. We can imagine the anger of the crowd growing steadily as he continues to share very specific descriptions of their error. Examine the similarities to Christ, His attitude toward those that hated Him, and the giving of His life for those things in which He placed His faith. Let's start at verse 51, Acts 7, verse 51. Excuse me. "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have kept it not. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." In our Sunday school class this morning, we have been examining some of the circumstances surrounding Paul and his ministry and his conversion in particular. There is no doubt that the passion and the determination, the zeal that he used and he drew upon to bring persecution against those who believed, would be a wonderful and powerful tool once directed properly by Christ. And there's no doubt that he, throughout the course of his lifetime, would have thought back upon what was done to Stephen. And indeed, others who were part of that crowd consenting to his death may have themselves indeed become conversions to Christianity. They too would have remembered at all times what had been done, just as those who looked upon Christ's death would never forget it. How beautifully Stephen showed the spirit of love and obedience demonstrated by his master, Jesus Christ, only a few years before. We also then, with our hearts and minds like Stephen's, will obey Christ's commandment, and as he certainly did, Stephen certainly did throughout his life, we will partake of the bread and the wine in the manner instructed. Let's turn, please, over to Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 17. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He who dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had never been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives.